we are calling for major changes to RCMP oversight, processes, and culture. A process to rethink the structure of policing in Nova Scotia, a national review of public alerting, greater focus on addressing and preventing the root causes of violence in our communities.
That is some of the response from the RCMP following today's issuing of the final report in the Mass Casualty Commission's inquiry looking into the 2020 mass shootings in Nova Scotia that killed 22 people. There are 130 recommendations. There are 17 recommendations focusing on tackling gender-based violence. The rest of them are looking at revamping the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. To discuss what we are hearing from these discussions in front of the microphone today, reflecting on those terrible days in April 2020, we welcome to The Rush the Toronto Star's Atlantic Canada correspondent, Steve McKinley. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Rashmi. Thanks for having me. I
appreciate you making time for us to talk about such a painful story impacting so many families. And I know some of the families have spoken. From the news conferences you've attended so far today, what has stood out to you?
I think the first thing that stood out to me was that when the commission finished reading their report, when they finished making their presentation, they got up and left. And a packed ballroom was dead quiet. Nobody spoke. Nobody moved for almost a full minute before anybody moved, before anybody did anything. So clearly, it was emotional. It was an emotional hour or so. Clearly, there was a lot to think about. When we talked to a member of the family, Scott McLeod, a little later on, he was sounding cautiously optimistic. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of things that they identified that were RCMP problems that need to be remedied. There were a lot of recommendations for the RCMP to improve upon. But there was cautious optimism that perhaps this time something would happen, something would change with the RCMP. About an hour or so later, the RCMP did an interview, and the new interim chief, the new interim commissioner, Mr. Duhaime, came in and said he hadn't read the recommendations, despite the RCMP getting the report at 9 o'clock yesterday. So I think that possibly put a bit of a damper on people hoping that the RCMP is going to change.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a collective come on. I mean, that was my reaction when I saw that detail moving online, because part of this report, the commissioners have flagged that RCMP leadership to this date has done very little since the mass shooting to address accountability, responsibility, even an apology.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in 2020, the Bastarache report said, hey, you guys need to have a hard look. There needs to be an exhaustive review of the RCMP. That never happened. There was one called for in this report as well. And they specifically mentioned the Bastarache review report and said, look, you know, that was supposed to happen then. It didn't happen. It needs to happen. There needs to be an exhaustive review. There needs to be a hard look at management culture in the RCMP. From what I've heard today, the RCMP, you know, saying over and over, we'll look at the recommendations, we'll study them, we'll look at them, we'll study them. Even when the public safety minister, Mr. Mendicino, was doing his press conference today and somebody asked him point blank, are you committed to doing this exhaustive review? He said, we'll study it. And I think that at some point, people in those positions have to realize that when the public hears, we'll study it, we'll look at the recommendations, what they actually hear from you at this point is, yeah, I don't think so.
How do you think that will resonate with the communities in Atlantic Canada?
It's hard to say. I think that there's enough stuff in this report, including an entire section on how to hold the RCMP accountable, that there is cause for some cautious optimism. And I also think that as time goes on and people look harder and harder at the RCMP, that some kind of change is inevitable. There's increasing public pressure. People realize that the RCMP, in many ways, especially management culture, is kind of broken, and it needs to be addressed.
How embarrassing that 22 people had to be slaughtered for a report now many years later that took 7 months of witness testimony to conclude just one recommendation: the RCMP adopt a policy of admitting its mistakes, accepting responsibility for them, ensuring that accountability mechanisms are in place for addressing its errors. They're also recommending that we just phase out the depot model, the training center in Regina, and look to establish a three-year degree-based model if you want to become an RCMP officer. This report is essentially saying wipe out what we know is the RCMP, but they are just recommendations, right? They don't have to be picked up.
Yes, that's exactly the case. When somebody, the commissioner was asked about, you know, the depot recommendation, he said, "I haven't read the recommendation." And then he said, "Yeah, we're going to have a long, hard look at that and study it, and maybe we'll go back to the commission and ask about it." He did not seem particularly motivated to do so. And there's the argument that's been made, which is, you know, 26 weeks, given the scope of modern policing, 26 weeks, which we've been doing since, I'm not even sure, maybe since depot began, that might not be enough training for a national police officer.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Steve?
I thought a couple of days ago this is going to be the last day of it, and then I felt terrible about thinking that. I've talked to a lot of people, and I shared a lot of emotions with some. Tomorrow, the Mass Casualty Commission will be no more. People start turning their attention away from this. But the people who've gone through this, it doesn't end for them. And so I think when I think about how raw I'm feeling, it's nothing compared to what some of the people I've spoken have gone through and are going through.
It's life-changing to be impacted by this, also to cover it and to continue to keep bringing up the very important points to improve life for everyone here in this country, right? Canadians are paying attention, Steve, and I do appreciate your time joining us today. How do you think people in Nova Scotia are feeling today?
That's a good question. I think that overall, people will be feeling that there's some kind of progress. This is a comprehensive report. Say what you will about the process of the commission. The report's comprehensive. It's much more forthright than a lot of people expected to see. And the problems are laid out quite clearly. And I think that some of the solutions are laid out pretty clearly, too. And it remains to be seen if we have the political will to carry out these recommendations.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that every Canadian continues to pay attention. Steve, our hearts are going out to you out there. And again, thank you for making time for us to cover a very important report.
Thanks for having me.
Steve McKinley is the Atlantic Canada correspondent for the Toronto Star, joining us live in Truro, Nova Scotia, where the report in the Mass Casualty Commission came out today, and it has been a long time coming for Atlantic Canadians. And with the recommendations and the important focus on the RCMP, we all should continue the cause that the commissioners have put in, the work that they've done, to try to make a difference, to make this place safer for all of us. This is The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto.